Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A man from Chicago is due in bond court today on charges that he killed five of his neighbors in a Northwest Side condo building this weekend. The story from WBBM's Nancy Hardy.
Christoph Merrick has been charged with five felony counts of murder in the Saturday evening shootings of his neighbors. Chicago police say the 66-year-old fatally shot three women and two men who lived in his building near Irving Park and Oak Park Avenue. The victims range in age from early 30s to 65 years old. Police say Merrick is a retired construction worker who lived in the building for 15 years and had several run-ins with neighbors who describe him as having anger management issues. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A man from Oak Lawn goes to bond court this afternoon after a bizarre series of traffic incidents in Chicago.
Police say 29-year-old Mohammed Jadwari got into an argument with someone in the 1100 block of North Elston early yesterday morning, drove off, and immediately crashed into a Lincoln MKZ rideshare vehicle on Division Street. That's when police say Jadwari got out of the Jeep he was in and threatened the rideshare driver and stole the Lincoln. He later ran a red light in the 300 block of South Halsted in Greektown, where he allegedly hit two more vehicles and was arrested. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A man is in the hospital after a knife attack in Chicago's River North neighborhood. Police say someone approached him around 3 o'clock this morning near State and Kinsey, stabbing him several times before taking off. The victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition. A bad ending for 11 people enjoying a hayride in Kendall County.
Authorities say 22-year-old Caitlin Minnick of DeKalb was driving west on River Road when she hit the back of a westbound hay wagon carrying about 14 people. 11 of them were taken to the hospital with varying injuries. The Kendall County Sheriff's Office says Minnick was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Negotiations resumed today between the Chicago Public Schools and the Teachers Union. After a meeting on Saturday, bargainers described the tone as positive. Union boss Jesse Sharkey said the latest proposal involves a path to a solution. The strike deadline is still there. It's this Thursday. The Chicago Department of Transportation says it's planning a weekend pothole repair blitz before the winter weather sets in. Officials say crews will have filled almost 36,000 potholes over the past few weeks. The weekend blitzes will continue through the rest of October. CDOT is calling on you to report streets and alleys that need attention. Metro service is resuming after a false report of a pedestrian struck by a train this morning. The Milwaukee District North and Union Pacific Northwest line stopped their trains around 5:30. The report claims someone had been hit by a freight train on Chicago's northwest side. Crews found someone between the tracks, and that person was treated for unspecified minor injuries. Chicago's scooter pilot program ends tomorrow, 4 months after it began. And during that time, 10 companies made 2,500 scooters available to the public. The reviews are mixed. One company says more than 60% of users support the project, but the biggest complaint, riders zooming down sidewalks. A public access counselor says Indiana State Police can still withhold records in a murder cold case that dates back to 1977.
Ann Harmeyer was a 20-year-old IU sophomore when she was abducted, raped, and killed in Morgan County in September of 1977 after her car broke down along State Road 37 near Martinsville. 42 years later, no arrests have ever been made. Indiana State Police have twice denied requests by Harmeyer's cousin to release their case records. The counselor sided with police in an opinion on Thursday, finding that the records can be withheld because they're part of the ongoing investigation. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The operators of DeKalb's Egyptian Theater say it hasn't looked like this in 90 years. The Daily Chronicle reports hard hat tours begin tomorrow. The facility's in the midst of a multi-million dollar renovation project. The tours are free. There has been a death in the family of a cast member of Hamilton.
The machines are off. Her bed is empty. The quiet is deafening. That's what Kelly Cervantes posted on Instagram after her 3-year-old daughter Adelaide died on Saturday. Adelaide's father, Miguel Cervantes, has starred in the title role of Hamilton in Chicago for more than 2 years. Cervantes' daughter was diagnosed with epilepsy in 2015 when she was only 7 months old. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A teenage girl is now dead following the Thursday shooting at the River Oaks Mall.
18-year-old Kristen Ross of Calumet City was pronounced dead Saturday night, 2 days after she and a second person were shot at the mall. Police say the shooting was not a random act and that Ross and a 17-year-old male were targeted. There's been no update on the 17-year-old's condition and no arrests have been made. Ross's father took to social media last night with a plea to stop the senseless shootings. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local. Updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.